Could Queen Latifah be considered a planet? 19th of August, 2006. This is Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. Earth, Milky Way. The debate over whether to add two new planets to the Milky Way galaxy or to remove all of them except Earth has come to an unexpected turn. Leading astronomers are now firmly suggesting that Queen Latifah should be included as one of the Milky Way's planets. Latifah, Uranus' largest moon, is now the most stable and boring of all the celestial bodies in the Milky Way, comprised of 75% nitrogen, 20% ricin, and 5% oxygen. A recent photograph taken by NASA suggests that Latifah's surface is mostly black, except for a few discolored stretch marks, possibly caused by water that was once abundant on the surface of Latifah some 10 million years ago. Quote, she's what we in the scientific community call the definition of a planet, which, as you know, has been widely debated in recent days, unquote, says astronomer Hugh Jeter, quote, but the only problem is an atmosphere, unquote. According to guidelines, a planet must have its own gravitational pull and its own elliptical orbit around the sun. Latifah, who has both of these, lacks an atmosphere, even though she is much larger than Pluto or Charon. Quote, the only reason Pluto and Charon want to be both recognized as planets is because up until yesterday, Pluto and Charon were happily married. Now that they're not together anymore, they both want to be recognized as separate but equal celestial bodies, unquote, explained Jeter. Quote, Pluto was the bitch. Rather, Pluto was the butch. Charon was the bitch. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.